Don't worry, you're in the right place. Resilient Faith Online is now Amplify Your Authority. I'm Marissa Shadrick, and I'll continue to bring you a wonderful blend of powerful marketing strategies with a touch of personal growth insights for business success. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Amplify Your Authority, the podcast where innovative marketing meets heart-centered entrepreneurship. Join Marissa Shadrick, an award-winning international speaker, Ray Edwards certified copywriter, and personal brand expert. You'll gain insights into the external strategies for business growth and how to navigate the internal journey of entrepreneurship. Now get ready to amplify your authority in a competitive digital world. And now, here's your host, Marissa Shadrick.
Hello, everyone. I'm sure we are going live now. Marissa here with Amplify Your Authority podcast, online marketing consultant and certified copywriter. And today I have a special guest with me. You're going to really love this conversation. We're going to be talking about content creation and AI, infinite content possibilities with AI assistance. My guest today is Greg Wasserman. Did I pronounce that correctly, Greg? Do you want to say hi to everybody before I give them the bio?
Hey, everyone. Great to be here. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Marissa.
Greg is the head of growth, partnership, and community for Cast Magic. His 20 years working with brands, companies, agencies, and small businesses make him a valuable resource, a leading voice in the podcast industry, and jack of all trades, and someone who values connection. I knew I liked him for a reason. He's set to share insights on the power of content repurposing, saving valuable time, and expanding your business. Welcome, Greg. So glad to have you here.
Mike, again, pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So where are you coming in from? What part of the world?
I am in LA, so I'm just south of you, but I'm in Los Angeles. We've got the rainy season going on right now. We do not like this. We need it, but yeah, it you can feel that seasonal depression coming in. I'm like, I need the sunshine.
Yeah. For those of you that whenever you're listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, we've had a lot of rain at the time of this recording. So LA was hit hard with lots of flooding, a lot of, you know, hard weather. Hasn't it been?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a couple of weeks ago we had 11 inches. So I think we're getting about 3 inches now, which for our climate, it's a lot. We're not used to that.
Yeah. I was seeing some of the news and they said they got so much rain, the equivalent of the rain you would normally get like from October to February, you got like in a few days, which is crazy. So do you have family there too?
So my mom's actually visiting. I'm from Chicago. So my mom's actually visiting for the month. So I feel terrible. I'm like, you left the cold of Chicago for the rain of LA. Who would have thought that? So she's here for the month. And then my brother and his sister, my sister-in-law and my niece live close by. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. Well, I grew up in LA, just to give you a little bit of background. Went to school, John Marshall High School. So that's my old stomping grounds, Silver Lake, Atwater area, that area there. And so now I'm going to be moving to Tennessee. So,
wow.
So yeah, I'm excited about that. So we're talking about infinite content possibilities with AI assistance. Now, I don't know if you would agree, but there's people on both sides of the fence when it comes to AI. So hopefully after our conversation, they will see some of the benefits of using AI. Now, I'm a copywriter, right? And the first thing people said was, are you going to lose your job? We'll talk about that in just a second. But as a leading voice in the podcast industry, Greg, what trends do you see that are emerging right now? And how do you think AI will impact content creators and businesses?
I guess that's multifaceted. If we go to just the podcasting component, like it is changing the podcast space, which is incredible. As a podcaster yourself, like you understand, like there's editing, there's the pre-production side, there's the recording piece that we have here, and then the editing component thereafter. But also, how do you then push and promote this accordingly? It's a lot of work. So if most podcasters are solopreneurs like yourself and they don't have like a whole production team or they're not outsourcing it, they're like, how do I do all these things? And like yourself, it's just one component of your life. You know, you're doing so many other components, so many other business pieces. So AI is now, at least like a tool like Cast Magic, is now allowing you to edit quicker, to find those clips quicker, to put out more content, which allows you then to build your brand voice. Stop thinking yourself as just, how do I get more downloads? How do I get more views? And go, how do I just engage with people to listen to or engage with my brand, whether it's a LinkedIn post, it's a blog, a newsletter, all these things. As a copywriter, like, I had to write all these. Well, now AI is going to help you take this conversation, build it out for you, and all you have to do is then edit it and go, okay, this is what I want. So it is completely changing the podcast space. And then from a content standpoint, yeah, I now, before we got onto today's conversation here, I had an earlier call, had a thought, walked around my apartment, recorded my thought for 2 minutes in our app, and now I've got 5 pieces of LinkedIn content based on just that thought. And it's like, great, how do I now become a content creator based on all these great knowledges and thoughts I have that I would never be able to edit something or hack it altogether? So it is completely AI's now changing the game in that regards.
Yes, I agree. Because there's different types of tools you can use of AI ideation, but hopefully people are thinking about what they're selling and reverse engineering and creating content that would be kind of a seamless introduction to what they're going to sell. But people use it for ideation. I had content fatigue with the podcast because of what you just said. All the post-production work. And even though you're recording it, if you batch and record a number of them, you're not going to remember everything that you talked about in a conversation. So you end up either watching it again. It was a mess. It was a hot mess. And I was really debating whether I should continue to do podcasting for that very reason. And I didn't really want to outsource it at this point because I was still trying to get my sea legs on how is it going to appear on my website, the show notes, the transcripts. Was I going to use YouTube? I was still working all that out. But with Cast Magic, and we'll talk about that in just a second at the end, I was able to seamlessly not only produce the podcast, but it has become the central focus for other pieces of content that I generate. So it's been not only a time saver, but it also has helped me create a better SOP, standard operating procedure, for other pieces of content. So well done. So I love that. I love it. So what are some, we talked about some of the benefits of using AI assistance. Are there any drawbacks? Are there anything, limitations that we should be aware of when using AI?
You know, the thing I like to talk about is don't over automate and know what role does AI play for you. So let's take the standard most people are well aware of, ChatGPT, right? So I can go to ChatGPT and ask it to do something. It is not my words. It's not my voice. It is answering a question that I may have and pulling all these resources together. The problem is, is now it sounds like it's AI. It is building from all these components. So if you think about that, the downside to it is it's not me. It's not authentic. If we take the hacks that people are going with, the big one that OpenAI is doing is like, how do we create videos? So you've got people building videos of puppies playing in the snow and it looks very lifelike, but it's not really filmed. It's just AI generated. So you've got those drawbacks and those cons to it. So you always have to think of what is your authentic voice that can't be replicated? You know, what is, if I were to create a video of puppies playing in the snow, well, they look lifelike. How could I get it to look like my dog, my interactions, the authenticity of that? So for the podcast space and AI, think about this conversation. We can't replicate that. You can't say AI said this. It's like, no, Greg and Marissa said this. So think about how does that come into your workflow? How does that come into what you're doing? And how do you leverage AI for you, but also helping some of your systems?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many coaches, consultants, service providers, and even course creators understand the power of having an email list. It is your greatest asset. However, lead magnets have not been converting like they used to. The market has changed. Hi, I'm Marissa Shadrick, online marketing consultant, certified brand and certified copywriter. I've got a brand new membership program, and it's called Amplify Your Message. This private membership is exclusively to help you with your lead acquisition, your lead magnets. It's so affordable. Anyone can be a part of this. Only $29 a month, and I show up for coaching calls. We brainstorm ideas. I give copy critiques. I help you improve your lead acquisition process. You can get all the information at marissashadrick.com/community. I'll see you there. Take care. I love that because really AI is a tool. And if the creator has integrity and is authentic, it should translate all the way through regardless of what tool they use. It's a reflection of who they are. So I think it's the same way with money. People say money is the root of all evil. Money is just money, right? It's the person using the money or the ambition of money or the things that they do to get money that gives people kind of a bad taste. The tool itself, there's nothing wrong with it. The use of it really depends on the creator, how they're going to use it to maintain that authenticity. Would you agree with that?
100%. I think the standard, the majority does it right, and it's a few that always break the rules. And so because the few figured out how to break rules, the rest of us have to be punished because they're like, hold on, this was working so well. Why did someone have to go ahead and find a way that they shouldn't be doing? But that's the joys of life.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think in the beginning, do you think, at least for me, there was a kind of a learning period where I had to figure out how I was going to integrate it and how I can maintain, you know, integrity and authentic voice as a writer, because I write articles too, and I'm a copywriter. How can I use it? So I think now that we're looking back, we can maybe help people shorten the learning curve. But in the beginning, I thought, how can I use this? Because it was almost like black and white, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be all AI, and it doesn't have to be hours and hours of writing, because writing takes time. It does take time. So do you think there's just, if people are in that space of starting to use AI, to just be patient and find their sweet spot?
I think patience is a good term to use here. I feel that AI will make us better communicators. And I say that because you have to now understand, what am I trying to get out of this? And it's actually, you start realizing, good example, speaking from the podcast, write me show notes, write me a blog. What is a blog? What are show notes? They're vague. It could be anything. Your show notes could be different than my show notes. It's just how we decided to format it. How is AI supposed to know what that is? Unless I tell it, these are the exact way I want you to format my show notes. So I have to give it the actual instructions. Because of that, I end up getting frustrated when it doesn't give me what I want. No different than us as humans communicating, why aren't you reading my mind? We think that the AI is going to be able to read our mind. Humans can't even read each other's minds. So we have to then start becoming better communicators and crafting, from an AI standpoint, our prompts in a way that we are expecting the output to get back. No different than us as humans. How do I engage with you? How do I understand your thoughts, your feelings, what you're trying to do? I usually give a good example in this case where it's like, my wife says, hey, can you wash the dishes? By the time I, or no, what does that always go with? Honey, can you wash the dishes for me today? And so in the morning, she says that. When she leaves, she comes back, the dishes aren't clean, she's upset. And I'm like, why are you upset with me, right? Like, what did I do wrong? She's like, well, the dishes aren't clean. I'm like, but you didn't say you wanted the dishes washed by the time you got home. You just said, wash the dishes. So in my mind, I'm like, great, I'll wash the dishes. Don't worry about it. It's off your plate. I'll do it, and I'll do it on my time. But you wanted me to actually do it by the time you got home. So you have to communicate that. I couldn't read your mind. I didn't know that. And that's the same thing from AI. It's like, if you are looking for an outcome, you have to be able to be specific on what you're trying to accomplish and task it with that.
Yeah. Do you have kids, Greg?
I'm not married, no kids. So I love the example.
Oh, no kids. Okay. I was going to say, once you have kids, you learn to speak clearly and specifically. Otherwise, they will do the same thing AI does, right? If it's vague, they'll find the loophole. So I was just kind of chuckling on the inside. But it's
a great analogy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And teenagers do that. Well, you didn't exactly say that. So they leave it up to interpretation. And so, AI, I think if we realize it is a tool and that we can, just like money, the example of money, people think, well, if I just have enough money, everything will be great. I'll be happy, right? And so they have this misconception that money is going to bring everything. And we've realized now celebrities and others who reach a point of success and they don't have that inner fulfillment that they want. It's just a tool. So I love that example because it's true. You know, we have to be very specific and treat AI. I often say treat it as if it's an apprentice and you are the supervisor, supervising every aspect of it and helping it along when it's doing it wrong, right? So I look at it as an apprentice, as part of my team almost, because it produces so much content. That's awesome. So for those people that were concerned, because a lot of people asked me this when everything started happening with ChatGPT and other stuff, how do you address any concerns that people might have that AI is going to replace humans and take away jobs?
Isn't this the same argument that we see time and time again? It will take away jobs. I mean, that's just the nature of things, but it's also going to create new jobs. That's usually what you see. It's like what energy can't be destroyed. It can only be, moved into a different form. So great. We'll lose some jobs because this will take some jobs, but people then get trained. And so you always think about being skilled, getting new skills. And I think that's right. The way we kind of always have to be treating life. Yes. It's like, how do I lean into this comfort of I have to learn something new? This isn't what I've been trained on. If I'm an accountant and going like, great, I only know accounting software. And now there's a new software. I'm like, I can either fight it or go like, you know what? This is where technology is going. This is what I have to do. Let's go learn this. Otherwise, you die with the dinosaurs in that regards from an analogy standpoint. So well I feel said. Like, yes, it will continue to take jobs, but it will create new opportunities, prompting engineering. Going back to your question about like, what is the good and bad? You're a copywriter who's embracing AI. I know graphic designers who have embraced AI, and you thought that would be like a Midjourney would take their job. They're like, no, this has actually made my job so much better because mm-hmm. You have to know how to prompt. You have to know all the graphic components and colors and shades and all these things. And then you're able to prompt it accordingly. Well, I could never do that. If I go into Midjourney and start trying to come up with a prompt of like, come up with this image, it's not very good. I will admit I'm not a good image prompter, but the person who understands how to ask what they're trying to draw could mentally say that and go like, great, here it is. So I think there's a lot to it.
I think you said that beautifully because in business, you have to have your finger on the pulse of the market, what's going on, you know, the circumstances, the environment. They say, look what happened with COVID hit. So many people use that word pivot, right? All of a sudden they can't do things the way they did before. And then the recession, and you're always looking at ways of innovating because you can be climbing this hill, right? This mountain, and things may be going great and you may be growing, but at some point, if you don't innovate, you're going to plateau and then start declining again. So it feels like it's always part of business, always innovating, looking to see how you can reach your audience in a different way, in a fresh way, always staying on top of the market, the situations that are going on, being able to speak to people where they're at. So I agree with everything you said. I think it's our responsibility to always see how we can improve and innovate. So yeah, well said. Love that.
There's one thing I'll add. Yeah. There's one thing that it's a fad. There's one thing, there's a trend. There's one thing is this is a game-changing industry revolution. And so those people that are like, I'm against it, or like, it can't replicate me, or I'm doing this so well, then if you want to fight the system, in this instance where it's a revolution, you're going to lose. And if you don't innovate, if you don't stay on top of that innovation, yeah, you're going to be competing against the person who has figured out how to be a copywriter like yourself, has years of experience in writing, but then has also figured out how do I use tools to assist me so I can do more, work smarter instead of harder, versus the other guy who's going to continue to just go, I'm just going to work, I'm going to work, I'm going to work, and you're going to win.
Yeah, no, it's true. And the word assist is it, because I am the creator. I do the research and I make sure I'm very careful in the input so I can get better output. But then I'm still looking at it, making sure that it has the elements I need it to have. And so it does become an assistant to help me just produce the things maybe a little quicker, faster, maybe add more clients. You know, if I can only do like so many X number of clients a month, I can now do a few more because I have this tool. And so it's really a help. And I agree, it is here to stay. It's not going away. This has been technology that has been developed since, oh gosh, the 50s and 60s. It's just now front and center, but they've been developing this technology forever. So it's nothing new. And they've been using it on iPhones and other things. It's just now that it's more accessible for consumers. And so all of a sudden they think this is new, but it's not new. It's been happening for a long time. So as far as you kind of touched on it, the ethical considerations, you know, should businesses and content creators consider, you know, again, with this, you know, with using AI, I think just the responsibility that people have to their audience, would you agree? It would be, will cover you, you know, if you do things well, don't you think that's not going to affect your content creation? You know, if you just have that integrity of being authentic and providing valuable content.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So, time is really valuable for people. So what are some practical ways that they can leverage AI for not only content creation, but also repurposing, which I think you know a little bit about that too. So they can continue to save time, but still maintain quality and engagement.
So I'm glad that you brought up the word repurposing, because what I've started to embrace is repurposing has multiple meanings. It's not just the core of what we think about. What we think about repurposing is, how do I take this recording and turn into a blog, a newsletter, social promotion. So that is repackaging, which is repurposing it into a different modality. But how do we then take this? And then I think about repurposing is, what more can we extract from this? Could I turn this into a framework of a course? Well, that's now repurposing our conversation and turning into an entire new piece of content, a course. Or can I turn this into discussion questions that I turn into, how do I get my audience to engage with conversation? Now I'm just repurposing our conversation to discussion questions to get more people talking. So repurposing really has multiple meanings. And if we start thinking of it that way, we can get out of the box. Because too often, podcasters is an example, like, great, I know I need show notes, I need this, I need this. And so they're only thinking about repurposing in that those modalities. But if you start thinking about, hold on, how do I take this conversation and create an article, create all these new pieces of content out of it? Or what ideation can I start? Like, ooh, we had this great conversation and some good questions came out of it. What else could Marissa and Greg have talked about? Could that be a topic for another conversation? Or could those be conversations that Marissa has with herself, records it, and then turns those into other pieces of content? There's so many different facets here. So repurposing has multiple meanings. And as soon as we start thinking about that, we can get outside of the box and start really innovating more.
Yeah, it's almost like seeing the topic as the hub of a wheel and then creating these branches outside of it. Like if you would see a bicycle wheel, like the various ways, like what could I do with this topic that maybe started as a podcast, but could be something else like you described. And I think that is working smarter, not harder, not reinventing the wheel every time and really kind of squeezing all the juice out of that orange before saying, okay, next, what else am I going to do? So would you agree? I think that's really helpful for people to know that.
if I think about your wheel example, like, yeah, as I tell everyone, stop calling yourself a podcaster, start treating yourself as a brand. The podcast is the content engine. But at the end of the day, are turning into you because what you have to say, you're just recording this conversation and you're figuring out how do we take this recording, this conversation, and turn it into all those different, I guess, your wheel analogy spokes of the wheel. So it's like, great, I can turn it into this. I can turn it into that. I can figure out all these different components, but are there offshoots of, if I turn this into this, is there offshoots of this that I can turn into other things so that it actually becomes even more of a larger mind map than just a wheel because there's no end point. You know, I could turn this LinkedIn. So it's like, here's, turn this into a LinkedIn post, but I could turn this LinkedIn post into 10 different LinkedIn posts. I can turn this into 10 different things. So there's so many different components to it. I can take this conversation. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I love what you said. Stop thinking yourself as a podcaster. Start thinking yourself as a brand. I think that's huge because that's why you're doing the podcast is because of your brand and what you plan on selling, how you plan on serving people. So that was gold. I'm going to make sure I put that quote in the show notes.
that is my basis of my masterclass. That is what I like to talk about. If when I was running three podcast listing platforms, the three questions I always got was, how do I get more distribution? How do I get more audience? And how do I monetize? And the problem with those three questions is the way you're answering them are not correct because distribution is more than just the podcast listing platforms. Case in point, we're doing a LinkedIn Live here. That is taking an audio and putting it into other places that other people can listen to. Then how do I get more distribution? It's like, or how do I grow my audience? Audience, not just a matter of downloads, how to get more views and listens. It's a matter of how do I engage with you as a newsletter, your social. I can get audience growth through all those different components. And monetization, well, I don't have to just monetize it with ads or sponsorships. There's so many different ways you can monetize. So when you start treating it as a brand and your podcast is just a component of it.
Yeah.
Mind blown. There's so many opportunities.
I know. That's very good. Very good. I love that. And that was my favorite quote of today. But also I wanted to talk about, because you and I both value connections and relationships. So building connections in a community is important to us and to many of the listeners and people will watch the replay on YouTube. How do you approach this or how do you integrate AI in this? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Ooh, so you had me on the first part. How do I integrate AI into relationship building? I guess the way I would think about it is my motto is life is about time and relationships. You've no clue where one conversation today will lead you. So if I have a conversation today and I record that, like we're doing right now, and I turn that into all these other assets, LinkedIn posts and so forth, then the relationship building, the network building becomes, once again, how do I engage with Marissa's content? And if I see her consistently posting, because you are now using AI, otherwise you would have to be writing all these assets on your own. You're like, this is a lot of work. AI is now able to take this conversation, turn it into all those assets, which allow you to engage, build the thought leadership, get your brand out there more, which allows you to have more authentic conversations, be seen, be heard, be understood. And that's the way I've done it. Yeah. So I consistently post every day on LinkedIn. Most of my LinkedIn posts are coming from my thoughts or conversations that I load into AI tool like Cast Magic that I turn into all my different posts that I don't have to sit there and write every time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love how you segued into Cast Magic because I love Cast Magic. I had podcast fatigue, just all the post-production work. Let's talk a little bit about Cast Magic, what it is. If nobody's ever heard of Cast Magic and they're wondering, what is this thing they're talking about?
I'll take a step back. And when I was running the three podcast platforms, once again, those are the three questions. And I was trying so hard. I'm like, look, you have this great content. You have this great conversation. How do you leverage that and do more? And as you've said, you had fatigue because there's so much work that you have to do. So Cast Magic was built as a tool to help solve that fatigue, help solve the repurposing component. How do we take an audio and video file, load into Castmagic as a platform, and then get all these assets built for me, whether it is my show notes, whether it's pulling out quotes, whether it's pulling out the timestamps, all these facets that you're manually doing and going back and listening and trying to mark. So I built all that, but then how do I turn these into LinkedIn posts or turn into a social post or a script or a blog or newsletter? All the other components that you would have to do. So Castmagic is part of the AI revolution of taking content and becoming your media agency is the way to look at it.
Yeah. We had a comment from Anne. She said, such an important topic. Thank you both. And she discusses things about ChatGPT and prompts and so forth. So there you go, opportunities, right, for people to be able to generate revenue in a different way. So thank you, Anne, for posting on there. So yeah, absolutely. And one of the wonderful things too about Castmagic, and it has speeded up the post-production. So it gives me time to connect with people and to have one-on-one calls and to be with people, even my own family. I could get done earlier and be with my family because being able to create more margin for yourselves to do the high touch is valuable to me. And if I can use AI to give me more margin so that I can have more high touch interactions, then by all means, because I much prefer that. So when it gets to doing all the work and using AI assistance, it's like, thank you so much, because now I have X number of hours or time to be able to do this that has kind of sat in the sidelines because I didn't have time before. So that's what I love about the relationship part. And Castmagic, and I will put a link to Castmagic. It is my affiliate link, so letting you know, full disclosure, but I only share things that I use and that I love. And it has been a total game changer. And it really is, because you're importing the content that was already generated, it's very, very good as far as accuracy. I still tweak things and change things and clean it up, but I'm not starting with a blank slate. And it's been a total game changer. I'm podcasting and producing every week now, and it's been a lifesaver. So thank you so much. I feel like I have a team now.
That's it. It becomes your media agency, becomes a team. It makes your life better in that regard.
Yeah.
One thing I want to go back to is your comment on how to use AI for relationship. And I've been pondering it more as we talk about it, but like, if I think about how I leverage AI right now to build LinkedIn posts and therefore have conversations, but I could also now, have you ever had a conversation with someone in a meeting or with a client and you're like, hold on, that was a good thing. Who wrote that down? You can record those conversations. You can figure out how do I extract that knowledge from it. And then how do I take a conversation that I've had and post those quotes into other places and going, I am elevating your brand. This is what Marissa said in a conversation. And other people are like, oh, I like what Marissa had to say. This is why I come and guest on people's shows and vice versa. Because you can now take those conversations and figure out through the power of AI, how do we extract what this was said, post on it, and now you're ultimately helping elevate other people's conversation. So Previously, what I didn't understand is how B2B podcasts and their companies have a podcast. And then you have their sales team who's just basically being told, go take a white paper, go take a case study, and go promote this. And it becomes very salesy. But if they're like, well, you have a podcast, what was quoted by the guest that was on your show? Could we take that and share that? So now I'm elevating a guest who was picked for a reason to elevate them to my audience and build a relationship going like, here's what this person said. I want to share this with you. And now it becomes less of a sales, becomes more of a conversation, it becomes more relationship driven. You're using that all through the power of AI to automate all that for you. That becomes a powerful case.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get involved with Castmagic?
We'll continue the trend. We'll continue the trend of promotion. Every Monday, I post three podcasts I think people should listen to on my LinkedIn. mentality is we sit in front of a screen all day, and then we go sit on the couch. Most likely we're watching TV as our form of relaxation, form of like end of the day type deal. I'm still staring at a screen, but there's so much content that comes from a podcast, whether it's a fiction podcast, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a meditation. How do I take a break from my eyes and actually just still learn or consume interesting content? So I'm like, great, let me go ahead, especially since I work in the podcast space. Let me elevate my industry. Let me promote that. Well, I happen to have done the show in December called DTC Pod. The host of DTC Pod eventually became the founders and creators of Cast Magic. So once again, life is about time and relationships. You have no clue where a conversation today will take you. I had no clue that post in December would lead to a reach out by one of the co-founders, Blaine, in February saying, we built this tool. You seem to know a lot about podcasting. Can we show it to you? Showed it to me. I'm like, this is what I've been trying to get podcasters to do. And the next thing you know, we are working together. But it just shows if you post content, you don't know where that content's going to live. You don't know who's going to see it. When an article you wrote 3 years ago will be there. But if you're consistently putting content out there, if you're putting your brand out there, your brand is getting engagement and you have no clue where that engagement will take you. You just know, I'm just going to keep playing the end game. The end game is where we go from here.
Thank you for saying that, because you're preaching to the choir, because so many people are trying to hack the system, and it is about relationships and those connections, relationships. You never know. You're building a network. You never know where it's going to end up. And like you said, it will be there for other people to listen to. And it's natural. It's very human to human. It is what I teach, and because relationship marketing is so solid, it just continues to grow, you know, and you meet prospects along the way, peers along the way, businesses along the way. So I love that. I love that story because, again, it emphasizes the importance of relationships and doing what you need to do every day and not worrying about the followers and the algorithms and going viral and all this other stuff and dancing on TikTok and how many people commented and get these commenting groups to comment and all these ways of trying to hack it. Just build connections. Just as I often say to people, take random out of random acts of kindness and just serve people and help people and be useful and help people maybe make their day a little easier with some content that you have that might help them out that day. So well said. I have one more question because I want to be mindful of your time because it's just going so fast. Oh my gosh, I can't believe what time it is. But in any event, one more question. Looking ahead, what do you see as a next best or big opportunity for businesses or content creators that they should prepare for?
Continue to make sure your authentic voice is there. But in terms of where it's going, I mean, OpenAI just came out with the video prompting kind of creation. So stay on top of where technology is going to continue to evolve, but know that you and your brand are the key pieces. You can't replicate that. Yes, I could go ahead and say, sound like Joe Rogan and saying something. We've seen all the deep fakes. We've seen everything in that regards. But the technology, of course, will then start figuring out what was AI created, what wasn't. And your authentic voice is going to be the key piece. So keep having the conversations. Keep putting content out. Keep being consistent. Believe in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously this conversation can continue and we are going to continue the conversation because we're doing a workshop together March 7th at 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern time. And this workshop is called How to 10X Your Content Output Using AI. So I will put a link also in the comments on LinkedIn and in the show notes. And I want to invite everyone to join us and I'm going to be presenting, right?
Yeah, well, ultimately, the point of that conversation is educating people. Similar to this conversation, the power of AI, but how to start thinking about that power of AI. And so we'll kind of dive deeper into that and then show up some visuals that as opposed to just a conversation here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will have that info there too. Any last comments? And I would love for you to tell the audience how they can reach out to you, find out more about you and what you do and so forth. What would you like to share with everyone?
I think it's just top of mind. So the thought comes to mind. Get outside of the box of what you are currently living in. What I mean by that is if you are a podcaster, your blinders are on the podcast industry. What I love about where I sit from a company standpoint, but just who I am, is reaching out to all the different industries. You start learning all these different facets that you can bring into your own life. So I never would have thought about how people are doing certain things if I didn't understand another industry, another profession. So be curious. Go learn, lean into the discomfort, be curious of what else is out there. Be curious of what others are doing, not only in your industry, but other industries, because you can learn from all those pieces and then start taking bits and pieces and go from there. So I think that has been the trend for my week. So that's kind of what I'll embark to your viewers and listeners here.
Awesome. And I will put, like I said, links to Cast Magic, the affiliate link to the workshop in the comments. And also in the show notes, I'm going to bump this podcast up, and I'm going to edit it and push it out here soon so people can jump on that workshop. And what's the best way they can connect with you? Is it LinkedIn?
Yeah. So right now, part of the 2024's project is building out a website, because I got to practice what I preach. But right now, LinkedIn is where I live. That's where I spend my time. So you will find me always engaging, but also posting content. Now they're podcasting, content repurposing, but I love to elevate other people. So I use my platform to promote others.
I love that. I do too. I like to, if I'm moving in a direction, I want to bring people with me. Why not? Right? Why not? Thank you so much, Greg. So I appreciate you so much and being on the podcast and sharing all your wisdom. You definitely have the experience, and I really appreciate it and value your time. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. I'm honored to know you, be in your network, and to join this conversation.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to be part of the Amplify Your Authority podcast community, I would be thrilled. Not only do you get the Monday Marketing Memo, quick reads to help you start the week, but you also receive each new episode in your inbox with all the links, all the show notes, and all the content upgrades. You'll also have an opportunity to submit your copy for critique live on LinkedIn when we record the podcast. Or if you'd like to be a guest, there'll also be information on how you can do that. Thanks so much. Hope to see you inside the community.